As I thought about what my sermon title is going to be, I changed it at the last minute.
啊，我最后一刻呢，就把牧师最后一刻把他的那个讲道的题目给改了。
It is still Revelation chapter 2.
还是在启示录的第二章。
Verse 12 to 17.
第十二节到第十七节。
Originally, I named it as I don't know what the English title is, Compromising Church.
我起初的那个题目呢，就是一个妥协的教会。
Compromise.
妥协。
Do you know what compromise is?
你们知道妥协是什么意思吗？
What is compromise?
妥协是什么呢？
Yeah, you pick a middle ground where the other person is on the other end of the agreement and you are on this end and then you pick one in between. That's what we usually mean by compromising.
然后我们所说的那个妥协呢，就可能你站在这儿，然后另一个人站在那边，接着你在他和你中间找了一个地方，然后两个人都可以去那个地方，这就是我们所说的通常意义上的妥协。
Now, but it is still not very clear.
但是呢，这个也不是特别清楚。
So I titled it differently.
所以我就换了一个名字。
The topic is the title is what we believe and how we live.
名字题目呢就是你信的和你的生活。
I want to thank Brother Caleb for sharing with us the songs this morning and the prayer time.
我想感谢一下 Caleb 弟兄今天早上带我们和我们一起分享的诗歌和我们分享的一起祷告。
It's exactly what I have in mind.
他所说的就可以也是我的祷告。
We're going to read through this passage.
我们要一起来读这段经文。
As I before we read it through read through the passage, I'm going to explain it to you. This is typical for all the letters to the churches in Revelation.
在我们读经文之前呢，我要跟大家解释一下这个就是启示录七封所有的书信一个比较通用的一个格式。
Verse 12, as it begins, it says, "And to the angel of the church in Pergamum, write."
在第十二节，他说，给别加摩教会的使者说。
And then it would describe, who Jesus is.
接着他要说，阐明一下耶稣是谁。
And right after that, verse 13, it would says, "I know." Usually, Jesus will praise the church for the good things that they have done well.
然后可能接下来就会说一下他们所做的比较好的东西。
And then usually, right after that, it says, but.
然后通常之后就是说但是。
And usually this is how we communicate. If people come to you and say good things about you out of nowhere, then you are expecting there's a but at the end.
这好像就是我们所交流的一个很通常用的方式，就是如果有一个人没头没脑的就说了你一堆好话的话，我们就会想接下来就是有个但是在后面了。
Yeah, when you come home, usually your wife or your husband don't praise you, but today he or she is doing that, and then you're waiting for that but coming.
你可能回家，然后你的妻子或者是先生就来那里要表扬你，然后我们听到最后，我们就是想，后面有一个但是。
So 14 days, but I have a few things against you.
所以第十四节他就说到，但是我有几件事情是要指责你的。
And then it goes through the things that they have not doing well.
然后接着他就列举了几件他们做的不对的事情。
And then in verse 16, it will say, therefore repent.
接着在第十六节说，所以你们要悔改。
And following that, it will says, he who has And here, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
接着他就说，有耳的，你们有耳的就当听，然后听他对教会所说的这一切。
And to the one who conquer, he will have prizes at the end.
然后
reward.
得胜的，就要将他就会给他奖赏。
But today we're going to read this passage about Church of Pergamum.
所以我们今天呢就要读给 对于别加摩这个教会所写的。
You notice it has something extra.
你知道，还有有除还有一些另加的东西。
When you come to verse 12, it begins with the word of him who has the sharp two-edged sword.
当看到第十二节的时候，他写到那有两刃利剑的说。
And then it goes through the things they have done well.
接着他就说了，别加摩教会所做的不错的事情。
And he also goes through the things they have not been doing well.
也说了他们做的不好的事情。
And at the end, you see, verse 16 at the end, it says, therefore repent, if not, I will come to you soon and war against them with the sword of my mouth.
所以他十六节的时候说，所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。
So it begins with a sword.
所以他开始的时候是以刀剑来开始。
And he ends with it too.
接着也用利剑来结束。
And in Bible study, we call this inclusio.
查经当中我们就说这是包含，包含。
Yeah.It's not just that. And 13, when Christ talking about what churches is doing well.
所以在第十三节他说，教会所做的好的事情呢。
He says, "I know where you dwell."
他说我知道你的居所。
Where Satan's throne is.
就是有撒旦宝座之处。
And then he ends with where Satan dwells.
然后他也用
It's not clear in Chinese.
OK. 然后他也接着是说 where 在那个撒旦所居的地方。
And then same thing with the things that the church is not doing well. It start with you have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam.
接着他说你听从巴兰的教导。
And then it ends with.So also you have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitan.
接着他
Nicolaitan.
接着他说，你也有一些人，然后你们听从尼哥拉党的教导。
So it has a like some type of structure to it.
所以它有一定的格式。
We're going to read this through.
我们要一起来读。
At the end, it will also says, "I will give some of the hidden manna."
接着最后他又说，我要给你们一些隐藏的玛拿。
And it says, "No one knows except the one who receives it."
没有人知道，只有那个得到他的人知道。
Okay, let's read through the passage.
所以我们一起来读。
Verse 12 together.
从十二节一起。
And to the angels of the church in Pergamum writes.The words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, yet you hold fast my name, and you did not deny my faith. Antipas, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold the teaching of Balaam.Who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel so that they might eat food sacrificed to idols and faith? So also you have some who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Therefore repent, if not, I will come to you soon and war against him with the sword of my mouth.He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. To the one who reconquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone that no one knows except one who received it. My point today is Pergamon, the church,knows what they believe.
我今天所要讲的是说，别加摩这个教会，他们知道他们所信的是什么。
but they compromise on how they live.
但是他们妥协，在他们的生活上他们妥协了。
They know what they believe.
他们知道他们所信的是什么。
But as to how they live, they compromise.
但是他们，把它活出来的时候，他们却向世界妥协了。
There are four types of husbands.
有四种丈夫。
A husband first who does not know that he has a wife.
有一种丈夫，第一种就是他不知道他有个太太。
Have you come across such a person?
你有没有遇到过这样的人？
A husband who lives as if he does not have a wife.
有这样的一种丈夫，他活着好像没有老婆一样。
It's a very extreme case, so I don't have an example for you.
这个是一个非常极端的一个例子，所以我没有任何的例子可以去阐释。
Second, type of husband is a husband who knows he has a wife but will not die for his wife.
第二种丈夫呢，他知道他有一个太太，但是他不会为她去死。
And do you know such a person?
你知道这样的人吗？
Is it in your home?
就在你的家里面吗？
You know there is such a husband in the Bible.You know who that is?
你知道，圣经里面也有这样的，丈夫是谁，你知道吗？
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, in two occasions, he went to a place where it is very dangerous.
亚伯拉罕有两次，他都到了非常凶险的环境之下。
And he decided that his wife will be a liability.
他就觉得他的老婆在那里真的是一个负担。
Now he has to disown his wife in order to save his own life.
所以他不认他的妻子为了保全自己的性命。
So Abraham is a husband who knows that he has a wife but will not die for his wife.
所以亚伯拉罕是这样子的一个人，他知道自己有个太太，但是不愿意为她而死。
Now the third type of husband I would say is more common.
第三类的丈夫呢，是比较普遍的。
A husband who knows he has a wife and will die for his wife, but will not live for his wife.
然后这样的丈夫呢，他知道自己有个妻子，然后他也愿意为他去死，但是他不愿意为他的妻子而活。
He is the one who on Valentine's Day, which is coming up, will give you a flower and say, "I will die for you."
然后就是他这样子一种丈夫呢，他会在情人节的时候，情人节快要到了哈，他会买一束花，对他的妻子说，我会为你去死。
But then in his life, he never bothered to care for his wife.
但是在他的生活当中，他却从来不关心他的妻子。
Sure, when the danger comes, he will probably die for his wife, but he will never live for his wife.
所以很可能如果危险真的来临的时候呢，他会为他的妻子而死。但是他不会为他的妻子 而生活。
So the last type of the husband is the husband who knows he has a wife, will die for his wife, or will also live for his wife.
所以最后这一类的丈夫呢，就是他知道有一个他有妻子，他愿意为他的妻子而死，他也愿意为他的妻子而生活。
Likewise, there are four types of Christian.
类似的，这也有四类的基督徒。
A Christian in the sense, in the general sense that everybody call themselves Christians, it doesn't mean that he is really a Christian. We don't differentiate that. First one is a Christian who does not know what he believes.
通常意义上来说呢，一个人可以自称是基督徒，但是我们不晓得他真的是不是。然后我们知道有第一类基督徒呢，就是他自称是基督徒，但是他并不知道他自己信什么。
Now this person, he will call himself Christian, but he doesn't really know what the Bible teaches.
他可以自称是基督徒，但是他根本不晓得圣经上所写的是什么。
This is not extreme at all. This is quite common, in fact.
这个其实一点都不极端。事实上，这个还是蛮普遍的。
A lot of things that this person knows comes from what people says.
然后他所知道的很多都是道听途说。
So this is the first type of Christian, a Christian who does not know what he believes.
所以这一类第一类基督徒呢，就是他不知道自己所信的是什么。
A second type of Christian is a Christian who knows what he believes, but will not die for his Christian belief.
亚类的基督徒呢，他知道自己所信的是什么，但他不愿意为他的信仰而死。
That would be like when pressure comes.
哦，好像就是在压迫来临的时候。
When difficulty comes.
当困难来临的时候。
He will abandon his faith.
他就会离弃他的信仰。
He will deny his faith.
他会弃绝他的信仰。
A third type of Christian is what I'm going to focus on today.
我将要把我的重点聚集在第三类基督徒上。
It's a Christian who knows what he believes and will die for his Christian belief, but will not live out his Christian belief.
这样的一类的基督徒呢，他知道自己的信仰，他愿意为他去死，但是他生命当中没有活出来。
Last week we talked about Smyrna.
上个星期我们讲到了士美拿的教会。
Smyrna is a church God asked them to die for your faith.
士美拿这个教会呢，他是为了他的信仰愿意去死。
And it says you will suffer persecution for 10 days, but be faithful.
他说你将要受到苦难，要受十天之久，但是你们必须一定要一定要信守你们的信仰。
Even to the point of death.
甚至到死。
Pergamum is the type of church that will die for their faith.
别加摩这个教会呢，他们愿意为了信仰而死。
The verse that we read just now, in verse 13, it says, I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, yet you hold fast my name, and you did not deny my faith, even to in the days of Antipas.My faithful witness, who will kill among you.
在第十三节中，我们刚刚读到了，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。但我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所居的地方被杀之时，你还是坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
So during persecution, the church stood strong.
所以当压迫患难来临的时候呢，这个教会还是很坚强的站立在那里。
When difficulty comes, you see that the faith of the church shines.
当困难来临的时候，你看到他的信心就闪光了。
But the problem with Pergamon is that they will not live for Christ.
但是别加摩的问题呢，就是他们不愿意为耶稣而生活。
I heard a few stories about Christians in China.
我听到了在中国的基督徒的一些事情。
Their own testimony, they have suffered a lot for their faith early in 1980s,
70s. 他们为了自己的基督徒的信仰在上个世纪的七十年代或者是八十年代受了很多的苦。
And during persecution, their faith is strong in Christ.
在逼迫的时候呢，他们对耶稣的信心是坚固的。
They will never ever deny Christ.
他们从来没有否认耶稣。
But after they were released and come to United States, and they have all this freedom.
但是当他们从监狱里释放来到了美国享受了这么多的自由的时候。
And they themselves says it's hard to live in freedom. I'm not as fervent as before for Christ.
他们说在这样的一个自由的环境下生活真是好难。我没有像以前受逼迫的时候这样大的热心了。
So when we talk about Smyrna last week,
所以我们讲到士美拿教会，上个星期讲到士美拿的时候
，We said we need to die for our faith.
我们说我们要为我们的信仰而死。
Most of you would think that this is not how our life is like. It's not practical at this moment.
很多人都觉得我们现在的生活不是这样子的，对我们没有任何的价值。
Now Pergamon would be very practical.
但是呢，别加摩对我们来说，就很有现实意义了。
They used to be under persecution. Now they are they are living in a society that has, they have freedom.
他们曾经受过患难，但他们现在所处的社会是有很多的自由。
When they have freedom, what do they do?
当他们有自由的时候，他们做什么呢？
A person who can die for Christ for what he believes may not necessarily know how to live for Christ.
一个人他可以知道怎么样去为耶稣基督而死，为他的信的而死，但是他可能不知道该怎样去为耶稣基督而活。
So Pergamon is a church, it's like a third type of the Christian. It's a church that knows what they believe, would die for their beliefs, but will compromise on how they live.
所以别加摩教会可能就是这样第三类基督徒，他们知道他们所信的，他们愿意为他而死，但是当他们试着为他而活的时候，他们可能就要妥协。
So compromise is the word.
所以妥协就是这个词了。
If we read verse 13, you notice that there is a word that appear repeatedly.
当你们读第十三节的时候，可能会注意到有一个单词反复的出现。
It show up once in verse 13.
在十三节出现了一次。
And then 14, 15, it shows up two more times.
然后在十四节和第十五节又出现了两次。
The word is whole.
这个词就是坚守。
In verse 13, it says, "You hold fast my name."
第十三节他说你坚守我的名。
Which is good.
这是好的。
They hold fast to Jesus' name. They hold fast to the theology of Christ. They hold fast to all the teaching of Christ.
他们坚守耶稣基督的名，他们坚守那真道，他们坚守耶稣基督所传的一切的道理。
Facing persecution, they do not deny their faith.
当受到逼迫的时候，他们没有弃绝他们的信仰。
But when we come to verse 14 and 15, you found out that they not only they hold fast to the name of Christ, they also hold on to something else.
但是当我们看到第十四、第十五节的时候，你们发现，我们会发现他们不光只是坚守耶稣基督的教导，他们也服从了别的教导。
Verse 14, it says, you have some who hold the teaching of Balaam.
第十四节说，有人服从了巴兰的教训。
Verse 15, it says, you have some who hold the teaching of Nicolaitans.
第十五节说，你们也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
Now, Nicolaitan and teaching of Balaam, from the scholars, they think they are similar.
尼哥拉党人的教导和巴兰的教训，有学者说是很相似的。
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story of Balaam.
我不知道大家是不是对巴兰的故事很熟悉。
Balaam has a famous story.
巴兰有一个很有名的故事。
It's about a donkey.
是关于一头驴的。
A talking donkey.
是一头会说话的驴。
Shrek is not the first movie with a talking donkey. Balaam has a story about talking donkey.
然后那个巴兰有一个关于会说话的驴的一个故事。
Why did the donkey talk?
为什么那头驴会讲话呢？
Balaam is a prophet.
巴兰是一个先知。
And then there is a king Balak.
然后有一个国王，他叫巴拉。
Balak and Balaam sounds the same.
巴兰和巴勒，他们两个名字很像。
Now, King Balak is a Gentile king.
巴勒他是一个外邦人的王。
He wants to destroy people of Israel.
他想要毁灭以色列人。
So he went and found prophet Balaam.
所以他找到了这个先知叫巴兰。
And he asked Balaam to curse people of Israel.
他让巴兰去咒诅以色列人。
And Balaam realized that he cannot curse people of Israel.
然后巴兰他就发现他没有办法去咒诅以色列人。
Because God does not allow it.
因为神不许他这么做。
How does he know?
他怎么样知道的呢？
He knew it before, but he still wanted to do it.
他其实早先就知道了，但是他还是想要去试试看。
So eventually he decided to ride on his donkey and go and curse people of Israel.
所以于是他就最后决定骑上他的驴，然后出发去咒诅以色列人。
And he realized his donkey keep going walking aside to the side of the road.
然后他注意到那头驴不停地往路边上走。
Eventually the donkey stopped and not moving at all.
然后直到那头驴终于完全停下，不肯再往前走了。
And he was angry.
所以他就很生气。
He was angry at his donkey. Why his donkey is not moving at all?
他非常的生气，然后想为什么他的驴不肯再往前走了呢？
And all of a sudden donkey talks.
所以一下子驴就开始讲话了。
And donkey told him.
然后驴就对他说。
There is a person ahead of you is about to kill you.
然后你前面有一个是马上就要把你给杀掉了。
And that person is an angel, and Balaam cannot see him.
那个是一个天使，你看不见。
And eventually Balaam realized.
然后最后巴兰他就意识到了。
He is not allowed to curse people of Israel.
神不许他咒诅以色列人。
So even Balaam is more stubborn than the donkey.
然后但是巴兰呢比那头驴还要倔强。
This is the story.
这就是这个故事。
But what does it say here?
但是这里他是要讲什么呢?
It says the teaching of Balaam.
他讲的是巴兰的教训。
What does the teaching of Balaam mean?
巴兰的教训指的是什么?
It means that Balaam taught Balak, the king, to enticeIsrael, the Israelites, to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality.
他是说巴兰教导巴勒这个王，然后他要引诱以色列人吃祭偶像之物，而且要行奸淫的事。
So for Balaam, he knows.
所以巴兰他晓得。
He knows what he's not supposed to do.
他知道他不应该做的是什么。
He knows that he's not supposed to curse people of Israel.
他知道他不可以去咒诅以色列人。
And he dare not to curse people of Israel.
他也不敢去咒诅以色列人。
For the teaching, he holds on to the commandment from God.
因为他听了神来的教训。
But then he did something else.
但是他做了其他的事情。
He taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin.
他教导巴勒怎么样去引诱以色列人犯罪。
So the teaching of Balaam becomes a description that describes a person hold on to the teaching of God.
然后呢，巴兰的教训就是说让人们不要去听神的话。
But then in their life, they compromise a lot.
对不起，我讲错了。然后就是，巴兰他的教训是让人们在认识神的教导，但是在生活当中他们却妥协了。
How do they compromise?
他们怎么妥协呢
？The Church of Pergamum apparently involved in this teaching. Involved in this food sacrifice to idols and sexual immorality.
所以这个别加摩的教会呢，他们显然的在食物上面，他们吃献给偶像的食物，他们也行淫。
This is a picture of a city of Pergamon.
这是别加摩城的一个照片。
The top one is a drawing.
上面的那个是画的。
The bottom one is a picture.
下面的那个是照片。
Now on the very top of the mountain,
在山的顶处
a city of Pergamon, first of all, has a lot of temples.
在别加摩这个城市有很多的庙宇
Many temples for many different gods.
有很多的庙宇给不同的神
And among them, there's this great altar to Zeus.
在他们当中有这个给宙斯的大祭坛。
It's built on the top of the mountain.
它是建在山顶上的。
So when you see the very top, there is a building that, like an altar that builds there, like a temple that builds there. That's the altar of Zeus.
所以当看到在山顶上有一个很宏伟的大祭坛、大庙宇的话，那就是宙斯的祭坛了。
Whenever you come to the city from far away,
你从远处来到这座城的时候
，the first thing you notice is this, imposing view of this altar of Zeus.
你第一眼看到的就肯定是这个非常宏伟的宙斯的祭坛。
And living in this city is not easy.
在这个城市里面居住不是一件容易的事。
Because everything, almost everything relates to the temple.
因为所有的一切几乎所有的一切都是和祭坛庙宇有关系的。
About over a year ago,
差不多一年以前
I moved to Ann Arbor.
我来到了安娜堡。
From California.
从加州来的。
And we decided to drive, we decided to take 2 weeks of trips.
我们计划花两周的时间从那里过来。
So we were in North California and then we drive all the way down to South California.
所以我们从北加州然后一直开到了南加州。
And then the first stop is Las Vegas.
所以第一站呢就是到拉斯维加斯。
I did not gamble.We only stayed there for a night at the hotel.
我没有赌博，我只是在那边住了一个晚上。
And then we move on.
然后我们就继续。
But at the night we stayed there, it was hot.
然后，但是那一天呢，我们住在那里的那一个晚上很热。
And I decided to find out whether there's a Chinese church in Las Vegas.
然后我就想要去看一下。找一下这个城里面有没有中国教会。
And then I found one in across the town.
然后我就在城的另一边呢找到了这样的一个教会。
And I was start thinking, how does a church function in Las Vegas?
我就在想，这样的一个教会在拉斯维加斯怎么样可以正常工作呢
？I mean, people in Las Vegas do need gospel.
我知道，在拉斯维加斯城的人肯定也需要，肯定也需要福音。
But once they accept the gospel, they become Christian. What do they do?
但当他们接受了福音，成为基督徒以后，他们做什么呢
？I was on my way here to become a pastor there here, but I was thinking if I go there and become a pastor there, what do I teach there?
然后当时我就要来这边做牧师了，但是我在想，如果我在那边的话，我将做什么事情？我要讲什么样子的道呢
？Then I was thinking, if all of the people working for the gambling industry and I save a lot of them, they become Christian, and I tell them gambling industry is not good. What do they do?
然后呢，我想到，在赌博行业有这么多的员工，肯定里面有很多不少的基督徒，当他们变成基督徒以后，我怎么样跟他们讲赌博是不好的呢？然后那他们知道了以后，他们应该怎么做呢？
Even if I faithfully teaching the word of God and ask them to not to be involved in this industry.
即便我非常忠心的去教导神的话语，然后让他们知道不应该再继续在赌博这个行业做。
And they have been faithful to their faith, and they decided they're not going to work for the gambling industry.
然后他们也是忠于自己的信仰，然后也知道自己不应该在赌博行业做。
So they quit their job.
所以他们就辞职。
Now they don't have a job.
所以他们就没有工作了。
They don't have a way of support their living.
他们没有办法维持生计。
Maybe they have to move out of town.
所以他们可能就要搬家吗
？That means my church will fill with a lot of people coming to know gospel. Once they become serious believers, they have to move out of the town.
然后，所以我的教会就会有很多人，然后他们过来以后，当他们成为一个真正的信仰忠诚的一个基督徒以后，他们就要搬家了。
And I won't be a good pastor. It means that every time there's a believer, they will be gone in a year or so.
那我可能就不是一个好的牧师，因为每一次有人转向耶稣，然后过一两年，他们就要走了。
And then there will be a pressure on the church.
啊，接着对教会有很大的张力。
Do I compromise or not?
啊，我是不是要妥协呢？
I don't know church in Las Vegas. I don't know what they do. I don't know if everybody works for gambling industry. I'm not trying to make a comment about them. I just try to imagine how it is like to live like in a city like Pergamum.
然后我不晓得那个拉斯维加斯城的教会是什么样子，我也不知道他们怎么做，我也不晓得他的会众到底有多少是真正参与赌博行业的工作的。但是我只是想要看一下。在别加摩这个城市里，他的这个教会里面，他是怎么样过教会的生活的呢
？Likewise, our life is similar.
啊，我们的生活也是很相似的。
A lot of time I get this, or I know what the Bible teaches, but my job is this, my life is like this. What can I do?
啊，很多时候呢，我们也是在这里讲圣经的事情传讲圣经，但是我的工作在这里，我的生活也在这里，我应该怎么做呢？
And it is not like Christ doesn't know the difficulty the Church of Pergamon faces.
也不是说耶稣基督完全不晓得别加摩教会所面对的这些问题。
I don't know the answer.
我也不晓得这个答案在哪里。
But Christ here, it says, he is the one who has sharp double-edged sword.
但是耶稣在这里说，那有两刃利剑的。
One thing that you do well is you holding fast to your faith.
有一件事情你可以做得好，就是你要持守，要坚守你的道。
But there's a few things that I'm against you.
但是有几件事情我要责备你。
You compromise your life in this world.
你在这个世界上已经妥协了。
You compromise on your holy living.
你已经把自己圣洁的生活给妥协了。
You have, you hold up a different teaching.
你已经顺从了一个不一样的教导。
And you let the difficulties, though you would die for this faith, but you let the difficulty of life persuade you to live otherwise.
尽管你愿意为你的信仰而死，但是呢，你让你生活当中的困难把你改变了。
You know this person?
你知道这人是谁吗
？He's in on the news this week.
他在各样的新闻报道上都出现。
He's Andrew White.
Andrew White.
It's on the news, so I talk about news.
然后他在新闻上面，所以我现在就讲解新闻。
He's running for governor in Texas.
他是要竞选德克萨斯州的州长。
He's a PCA Presbyterian Church, elder in Presbyterian Church. PCA is a very conservative Presbyterian Church.
他是长老会一个非常保守的一个宗派的一个长老。
Not all Presbyterian are conservative, but PCA is conservative.
不是所有的长老会的教会都是很保守的，但是 PCA 是一个非常保守的一个派。
And then he make a comment like this.
然后他就讲了这样子的一段话。
I support abortion.
我支持堕胎。
I support homosexual.
我支持同性恋。
Though in my own life, me and my wife will not allow ourselves to do abortion.
可能在我的生命当中，虽然在我的生命当中，我和我的太太都不会去允许自己做堕胎这样子的事情。
And we will not practice homosexual.
我们也不会做同性恋这样子的事情。
In a sense, he tried to compromise.
所以从某种意义上来说，他就是要妥协。
He says, "My belief is still hold strong that abortion is not right and homosexual is not right, but that's my personal belief."
他说我的信仰还是很坚守的。我不支持堕胎，然后我也反对同性恋，这是我所信的。
But if I become a governor, as a governor, I won't let my personal belief affect my work in the government.
但是如果我做州长的话，然后我不会让我个人的信仰然后来干预我在州政府里面所行的事情。
You think that's good?
你觉得这样的是对的吗？
Is it all right to do that?
这样做是合理的吗？
A lot of time, we Christians, we tend to compartment, what do you call that? We try to spread out our life in small compartments where this is my belief, but during the week, because of my work, because of the environment, I live differently.
很多的时候我们生活好像 有一些小的模块，然后比如说我们这个小的模块是我们的信仰，但是在我们周中的生活当中呢，我们有另一套。
That's the problem with Church of Pergamon.
这就是别加摩教会所面临的问题。
They have strong belief, but their life is they do not live out their belief in their life.
他们有一个坚固的信仰，但是他们没有把他们的信仰给活出来。
Let's come to the end.
所以就来到了最后的几句话。
It says, "To the one who conquers, I will give some hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone that no one knows except the one who receives it."
他说，得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐给他一块白石，石上写着新名。除了那领受的以外，没有人能认识。
What is white stone? Manna, we know.
然后我们知道玛拿是什么，但是白石头是什么呢？
Manna is the food that God gave to Israel in the wilderness.
玛拿就是神在旷野里面赐给以色列的食物。
And manna is also the food that Jewish people desire. You remember when Jesus come and he fed 5,000 people and they come into him and they wanted something like manna for them. So,
然后犹太人他们也想要，非常渴望要有玛拿。你们还记得耶稣来了以后呢？然后就犹太人就很想从耶稣那里得到一些玛拿。
So it talks about a feast.
所以他讲的是一个宴席。
And the stone is hard to guess, but it's related to an item that is like a ticket that you can use that stone and come to an event and present that stone, then they will let you go into the event.
这个石头呢，有可能就是这样子一个像门票一样，你拿着这个门票，然后来到了一个聚会的门前，接着凭着这个门票，凭着这个石头，你就可以去参加这个聚会。
So two combined together, you will see that it will be like an invitation to a feast.
所以这两个合起来的话，就好像是一个去参加筵席的一个邀请。
So this is an that's a long word. End time. At the end, God will have a huge heavenly banquet for all who are in Christ.
所以呢，就是在末了的时候，神将会为所有一切信神耶稣的人，然后去摆设这样一个盛大的筵席。
Why does it matter?
为什么这个要在这里讲呢？
Because on the earth, Church of Pergamon, what do they desire the most?
所以最后别加摩教会他们在这世上最渴望的是什么？
They desire the feast on earth.Which is the food that have been offered to idol?
他们是渴望这个地上的食物，是他们向偶像所献上的那些食物吗？
Now the food and sexual immorality does not just pertain to the things that you do at home. It is a social event.
然后呢，行奸淫的事情呢，不光是你在自己家里做的事情，它也是在公共场合一起做的一件事情。
So in the temple, people will eat the food sacrificed to the idols at the same time they commit sexual immorality in the public place.
在庙宇当中呢，人们一边然后吃那些献给偶像的食物，然后一边在公众场合做行淫的事。
So this is a feast offered by the world.
然后这就是这个世界所提供的这个筵席。
This is a banquet offered by the world.
啊，这是这个世界所提供的筵席。
And it is desired by Church of Pergamum.
然后别加摩的教会他们也想。
So what Christ said at the end, it says there is another feast that you need to desire more than what you have in the city of Pergamum.
所以在信的末了，其实耶稣想要讲的是说，有一个更好的一个筵席你们这个在别加摩的城的这个教会，你们应当渴望那样的筵席。
I run out of times now.
然后马上没有时间了。
Let me conclude this.
我就在这里做一个总结。
Why does the Church of Pergamon compromise?
为什么别加摩的教会会妥协呢？
Because they desire the feast, the banquet on the world, in the world, more than the feast banquet that is going to be offered by Christ at the end.
因为他渴望这个世界的筵席胜过他渴望耶稣基督在世界末了所设的筵席。
But they are not.They did not compromise all the way. They still hold on to the belief of Christ.
但他不是每一件事情都妥协，他们还是坚守他们的信仰。
On one hand, they hold on to Christ. On the other hand, they hold on to the world.
他们一手抓着耶稣，然后一手抓着这个世界。
On one hand, they want to die for Christ. On the other hand, they want to live.And enjoy the feast of this world.
他们一方面为了耶稣愿意去死，然后另一方面呢，他们为了这个世界的享乐，这个世界的筵席而活着。
That's the problem of Church of Pergamon.
这就是别加摩教会的问题。
How is our life? How is our life?
我们的生活是什么样子的呢
？Do we care about the holiness in our life?
我们关心我们生活上的圣洁吗？
We are able to say what the gospel is. We are able to hold on to the teaching of the Bible in our mind. But how is our life?
我们可以在我们的心里面可以去坚守这个圣经的教导，可以去坚守福音。但是在我们的生活当中是什么样的光景呢？
Do your children see in your life that you care about God and Christ more than anything else?
你们的孩子是不是在你的生活当中看出来你真是神的话，真是这个福音胜过世上的一切吗？
On one hand, we will teach our children do not forsake the church.
我们一方面我们教导我们的孩子不要忽略了教会的教导。
And we are worried about our children leaving church.
我们很担心孩子们会离开教会。
On the other hand, how do they see our life?
但是另一方面，他们怎么看我们的生活呢？
Do they see that God is real in our life?
他们看到我们的他从我们的生活当中是不是看到神是真实的呢？
And same thing with the young people among us.
我也对我们中间的年轻人这么说。
We are good at coming to Bible study and talk about Bible, and but how is our life during the week?
我们可能会很好的来参加查经小组一起来学习神的话语，但是在我们的生活当中我们怎么做呢？
Do we desire the banquet of in the heaven more than the banquet on earth?
我们是不是可想那在天上的盛宴更胜于在地上的宴席呢？
Jesus said, "Those who has an ear, let him hear with the Spirit says to what the Spirit says to the churches."
耶稣说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask that you will convict us in our heart.
天父，求您让我们在心中给我们定罪。
Review our heart condition.
然后来剖开我们心的状况。
Let us see how our Christian life is like.
让我们看到我们作为基督徒的生活到底是什么样子。
Help us to desire what you have prepared for us in the heaven.
让我们渴望您在天上为我们准备的一切。
So that we don't just hold on to the teaching of the Bible.
让我们不只是坚守圣经所 教导给我们的。
We also live out a Christian life.
而是也是把基督徒的生活可以活出来。
That is pleasing to you.
让你可以喜悦的生活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.